This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. It's real today to get to visit with Alexander Gastevich. Alexander's going to talk to us today about psychedelics and how this has become something interesting in the sort of investing space. You know, all of a sudden, sort of, I guess I see it as all of a sudden, but he may not. Alexander, do you want to take a moment to introduce yourself and just jump right into what you're seeing in terms of investing in psychedelics?
Sure, Scott. Thanks for having me back on. My name's Alex Gastevich. I'm Vice President of V. Gastevich Investments. We're a Chicago-based family office that has a history of investing in the private equity, real estate, cannabis, and more recently, the clean tech and psychedelic space. As early investors in the cannabis space, our inclination is to seek out emerging industries. While the cannabis industry continues to be our focus, we have begun looking at the psychedelic space. The psychedelic space in many ways is one that rhymes with the early days of cannabis. While we don't think it is likely to have a legal or regulated recreational market in the near future, the prospect of a medical and therapeutic market is increasingly becoming apparent as states like Oregon begin regulating the therapeutic use of compounds like psilocybin, and you have politicians like Andrew Yang advocate for the legalization of psilocybin while running for mayor of New York City. When you look back at the history of psychedelics, they have been revered by civilizations throughout the world for millennia. In the 1950s and 60s, a lot of researchers and therapists began rediscovering the promise of these compounds for a variety of mental health issues until the counterculture movement sort of usurped the use of these compounds. The Nixon era war on drugs sort of cut this progress short. What we're seeing, though, is a growing revelation amongst the general public that there are many alternative medicine options when it comes to mental health. COVID has been detrimental to the well-being of many people. Legacy drugs like SSRIs and benzodiazepines are frequently limited in their efficacy for more severe conditions like substance abuse, treatment-resistant depression, and end-of-life anxiety. And they also have numerous side effects. We really feel there's a mental health revolution on our doorsteps, and we at V. Gastevich Investments are excited to help facilitate Americans taking back their mental health on their own terms.
So where does this lead you as an investment thesis? Where does it lead you to invest in pharmaceutical firms and firms that sell into the space and firms that do business services for psychedelics? Where does this lead you as an investor? And you guys have had tremendous success in both cannabis and in real estate. Where does this lead your thinking on investing in psychedelics?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we find in many ways it's very early innings in the space. So we're looking at funds, we're looking at early stage companies that are directly involved in the various compounds themselves. We think sort of the best way to create a moat around a business model is creating IP, trying to get drugs through the FDA, get approval for the use of those drugs, and then also focus on sort of the ancillary and tech side, which is involved in treatment options, supporting therapists in analyzing data on the effectiveness of these compounds. All these things sort of work in an ecosystem around the psychedelic space and are going to help us create this new ecosystem that allows people to have alternative therapies for improving their mental health.
There was, and you look at funds, I've seen some new funds started around this. There's a Palo Santo fund, there's some other funds. Are you seeing some funds being started up in the psychedelic space?
Yes, we have. We've been fortunate enough to be introduced to the Noetic Fund out of Toronto, and we're able to participate in their first fund. And we will continue to sort of look at new funds coming down the road. We think funds are sort of a good test run to sort of get into the space. It gives us a greater opportunity to meet individual companies, learn about those companies, and see how they're differentiating themselves based on their business models. This gives us sort of this ramp up time to then be able to learn everything we need to put in place to make investment decisions about specific companies when we feel like we're ready and comfortable with our knowledge base in the space.
What a fascinating perspective. What a brilliant way to go about it. I mean, you do a little bit of your sort of diligence in a less risky way by de-risking, by investing in a fund across a pool of companies, start to learn more and more about the space, what you like, what you don't like, where your risk assessment is, where your probability index is, and so forth. And then look at, are you going to do individual investments in it versus just a fund investments in it? What a fascinating perspective. Alex, I want to thank you for joining us today. You're always touching some of the most interesting things in private equity, some of the most interesting investment areas. And I appreciate you taking a moment to share with us your thoughts and psychedelics today. So fascinating. Thank you very much for joining us, Alex. And where can people learn more about Alex Gascovich and VGI?
Sure, Scott. You can reach us at our website, which is vginvest.com, or you can find me, Alexander Gascovich, on LinkedIn. Scott, really appreciate you having me back on. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
It's fascinating. Thank you very much.